2 days after a deadly shooting at Tree of Life Synagogue, Pittsburgh is grappling with the anti-Semitic violence that erupted in Squirrel Hill. 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs reports neighbors, officials, and the community are trying to make sense of what happened.
The synagogue, with its stark gray edifice and tall trellised windows, sits at the busy corner of Sheedy and Wilkins Avenues. It's surrounded by tidy houses, a school for kids with special needs, and is a short walk from popular restaurants, bakeries, and shops. John Charney and Annie Menzel live in the neighborhood and were out walking their dog Sunday. They say their usual route takes them right past Tree of Life.
Just appalling to know that, you know, 2 blocks away from our home, this occurs.
Robert Bowers entered the synagogue just before 10 a.m. Saturday and fired on congregants. The 46-year-old from Baldwin voiced his hatred to police who arrived on the scene, saying he just wanted to kill Jews, according to an affidavit. A social media profile believed to belong to Bowers also espoused anti-Semitic views, and one of his final posts says, quote, "Screw your optics, I'm going in." At a Sunday news conference, U.S. Attorney Scott Brady said Bowers' attack was particularly sinister because it took place in a synagogue.
A place of worship is a sacred place. It's a place of peace and a place of grace. It's a place where a community comes together to celebrate that that they hold most dear and most sacred. And this, of course, is our first freedom as a people.
The Department of Justice has filed 29 counts against Bowers, including 11 counts of obstructing the exercise of religious beliefs resulting in death. The Allegheny County District Attorney's Office has also filed an additional 30 charges, including 1 count of homicide for each victim and 1 count of aggravated assault for 6 people wounded and 13 charges of ethnic intimidation. 4 officers were among those wounded. At the news conference, Pittsburgh Police Chief Scott Schubert said officers ran toward the danger.
Some of that's training, some of that's experience, but it's their inner core that wants them to help others, that wants to save lives.
Mayor Bill Peduto also praised first responders and had a message for victims and their families.
We're here as a community of one for you. We will be here to help you through this horrific episode. We'll get through this darkest day of Pittsburgh's history by working together.
The community pulled in close this weekend. Becky Billick of Squirrel Hill and her husband joined a vigil Saturday night. Billick talked about trying to process the violence with their 11 and 13-year-old daughters. She says earlier in the day, her daughter had painted her face to look like a cat ahead of Halloween.
You know, with the whiskers and whatever. And right when this happened, she said, "I want to get this off my face right now because it feels so dumb to have this on my face when this is happening."
Billick says she understood that feeling.
You know, I said part of what these people who come in and do these things are trying to scare people out of living their lives. So if we don't keep on living, then we let them win again.
She says they can't just stop doing the things that make life meaningful. At an interfaith gathering Sunday night, a crowd overflowed from the stately auditorium of the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall in Oakland. The list of speakers included 3 of Tree of Life's rabbis. One of them is Jonathan Perlman, who struck a defiant tone.
This will not break us. It will not ruin us. We will continue to thrive and sing and worship and learn together and continue our historic legacy in this city with the friendliest people that we know.
I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.
90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk, Lucy Perkins, Liz Reed, and Chris Potter contributed to this story.